Burt Show.
All right, so everybody has a million-dollar idea in them. At least that is a cliche. And our producers, Jackson and Mikey, think they have yet another one. And when they come on and they present to us, they call it Stank Tank.
So here's how this works, everyone. Stank Tank, as Bert so eloquently phrased it, is our idea and rendition of the show Shark Tank, where we think of a general theme for problems and we come up with our million-dollar, maybe not so million-dollar ideas on how we can solve problems in that field.
All right.
Okay? This week, we're going to be tackling all things related to technology, computers, your phones, anything related to that. I left it kind of open-ended just to see where we would land on this, and we didn't collaborate on these, so the ideas are probably going to be varying quite a bit.
Have you guys ever come up with an idea and then Googled it and gone, oh, it's already been done?
All the time.
Yes.
I've had those.
I know. Yeah, where I think that this might take it to being a millionaire and then it's already been done.
I really thought years ago I had this brilliant idea to have a glow-in-the-dark pacifier in the crib so a kid could just like, you know, because they can't find it in the middle of the night and they start crying and stuff. And if it glows in the dark, they could just reach for it. And there were like 50 of them out there.
Or I always think of like a really good idea and then I'm like, man, where would I even begin to like get this manufactured? Mm-hmm. And then that's where the idea just sits as an idea, you know?
Yeah.
So this week, again, we're going about tech issues. We're both going to pitch our ideas and then you all as the stanks, no longer the sharks, but yep, the stanks, will be voting on who you'd rather invest in.
Okay.
Got it. Mikey's going to start us first.
Hello, stanks. I am seeking either a sizable investment into my company or anger management counseling, because if you're like me and have destroyed your MacBook Air because you got blown up by a creeper in Minecraft, you either need therapy or Smashables. Smashables are a new cutting-edge genre of technology that is designed for the short-tempered. Listen, I don't know about you, but I can speak for myself and most stubborn men over 60 when I say computers suck. Nothing ever works exactly how you want it to work when you really need it to work. Now, it's important to clarify that this is a different breed of anger issues that presents zero red flags whatsoever and are completely rational. When you're too ignorant and impatient to work alongside today's complex technology, all you want to do is smash it. Well, now you can with Smashables, tech made to be smashed.
I like your slogan.
Sometimes when the contestants on The Price is Right guess a number so stupid that you have no choice but to throw your remote at the wall, you're justified. Who would think that an Auto Ignite Series 545 digital charcoal grill and smoker would cost $1,000? Well, now you don't have to pick up little pieces of remote while your wife quietly stirs a pot in disappointment with her life choices. With Smashables, tech made to be smashed. Smashables, tech made to be smashed.
Very good.
Right.
Very good. So do we go around the room now or do we wait?
No, we wait.
All right.
You guys hear me out and then we go around and vote.
Yeah, we're not... It's not that we have to fight against each other who's going to get Mikey. We just have to choose which one we want.
All right. Stanks!
Wow, that was
impressive. Really stank.
I am here seeking a barrel of Cheez-Its and a tub of Pokemon cards in exchange for a dream. What is this dream? The dream of only occasionally being annoyed by elderly people about their computer problems instead of constantly. Okay? And I'm here to turn this dream into reality. And I need you guys to hear me out on this one because this one's less of a product and more of a grand idea. A concept, if you will. So I am introducing the tech support draft. Just like with the military draft, every single person must enlist in the tech draft when they turn 18. Okay?
The tech draft?
Yes. This is the tech draft. When you turn 18, you are required by law to join this, okay? It's a mandatory enlistment, and your eligibility lasts for 2 years, where you are now considered to be on call, okay? So now, Anyone who is over the age of 65 can call our hotline, and whenever they have a tech issue, it'll ring one random youngin who has been drafted, and they will help you through your problem.
I think if anybody understands how bad of an idea the draft is, it's the elderly.
With this revolutionary new idea, we can say goodbye to embarrassing congressmen and women asking dumb questions to tech CEOs, and now we can say hello to a brighter future of less annoying questions, okay? So join me in the tech support draft. It's basically socialism, but for tech issues.
Very good. But two strong candidates today.
Very solid.
Abby, would you like to go first?
Yeah, absolutely not, Jackson. I'm standing with the survivors of the Vietnam War, and I'm going with Mikey. Smashables.
Mo, what do you got?
As a man who has played PlayStation for many years and been frustrated quite often, give me Smashables.
All right. Smashables. How many controllers have you gone through?
Probably about five.
Kristen?
I have been able to restrain my anger and my rage. Typically, I just flip off my electronic when I'm very upset at it. However, I'm a woman going through perimenopause, and the rage has hit a new level, and I would love to attempt to destroy a piece of technology. So, sorry, Jackson, I'm going to pass on the draft, but I'm giving my vote to Smashables.
Okay. Cassie, would you like in on this?
I would, and I'm picking Jackson, because this actually really does have legs with a couple of tweaks, and I think you can make a lot of money off it.
Here we go.
As a guy that has literally... smashed a TV before when his football team didn't do well in the playoffs and had to buy another TV. I gotta tell you, I'm going with Smashables.
Hey, yeah. Right. That did good.
Congratulations. Thousands of dollars, man. Yeah.
What does that say about us?
A lot.
The Burt Show.